Good afternoon. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick in for Corral Vega. It is time for Mondays with the Mayor when we talk with leaders from across Michigan. Back in February, an ice jam caused flooding, evacuations, bridge closures, and damage to the city of Portland in Ionia County. I checked in recently with Portland Mayor Jim Barnes about the city's recovery and an upcoming historic celebration.
It's recovering well. The residents that were affected, I believe, are getting back to some degree of normalcy. And I know the one family in particular that was displaced is back in their home, and they're making the repairs. And so things are going well. And obviously, business is back to normal for the most part downtown.
Had you ever experienced anything like that before?
Well, we had our tornado in 2015, but that was... As our city manager likes to say, it's like taking that tornado and slowing it down and extending it over about a 3-week, 4-week period. So, it was a very similar situation where we had an excellent response from both the city staff and the residents of the city of Portland. They came together. There was a lot of concern on the part of everybody for the people that were affected, and we came through it well and stronger because of it.
What did the city learn, and what did you learn from that experience, and anything you would do different?
They did everything that was that would be expected. The main thing that I appreciated was the degree of communication that was maintained. The city was constantly updating the situation in terms of not only the flood itself, but the actions that were being taken by the Army Corps of Engineers and the state police. The resources that became available to the city were outstanding, both, again, on the state level. And we had the gentleman from the National Weather Service that was our expert on rivers and ice jams. And he was very informative, and he kept us all apprised. And it was just I think we did everything. If we had it to do over again, we'd do it the same way.
We were talking with Portland Mayor Jim Barnes. I was in the city just a few days ago and noticed banners for the sesquicentennial, or 150 years. So tell me about the celebrations planned.
Oh, boy. We've got a lot of things that are planned by the city itself. The culmination is going to happen on the weekend of September 21st, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We've got everything from fireworks to... a farm-to-table dinner planned. It's going to be held on the main block of Kent Street, the 100 block. And it's just a chance to celebrate what we have in Portland in terms of our infrastructure and our people that live there and work there.
Are there still any families from the original founders of the city there?
Yeah, there are some that are, fifth and sixth generation people. It was founded in 1830s. There's a gentleman by the name of Bogue, and I'm not sure if it's the same gentleman they named Bogue Street after here in East Lansing, but that's a Philo Bogue, I believe, was his name. And we were able to document enough that we have a state historical marker that'll be placed during this the sesquicentennial celebration. And we're just excited to be able to share what Portland has with the rest of the state, and we're looking forward to it.
Welcome back to All Things Considered from WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Reginald Hardwick, in for Corral Vega. Last hour, Portland Mayor Jim Barnes and I talked about his city's upcoming 150-year founding anniversary. But a city that old has some challenges. So I asked Mayor Barnes about the city's older infrastructure as we hear part two of our interview.
Portland's unique because we have our own electric department, and of course we have a wastewater and a water department. And the things that years ago were taken for granted, we can't take for granted anymore. Specifically, the water department, we've done extensive testing to ensure that we don't have the problem with the PFAS and all that type of thing. But we are constantly making sure that the water towers are maintained properly. And if you don't do that, you ultimately will pay a price for it. But in Portland, we invested a lot in the upkeep and the maintenance of the water tower and the reservoir. The main thing that we have going for us is that we have a 1% city income tax in the city of Portland. And it wasn't something that the current administration came up with. This was done back in the early 80s. And as it turns out, it was a very beneficial thing for the people that live there now, because that 1% is dedicated to the road projects. And when we do a road project, we underground utilities, we do sidewalks, and so that addresses the lack of any overhead wires, because we underground, obviously, the power lines. And when we had our tornado in June of 2015, we didn't have to deal with the mass of not only expensive replacement of the wire, but also the danger of having live wires downed during that type of a event.
You have a new governor and lots of new state lawmakers. I'm asking all the mayors, how can Lansing help your city?
I think it's just to be aware of the unintended consequences, so to speak, that happen when you mandate something on the part of the local government. And also the revenue sharing is huge. I'm sure anybody who's studied it is aware that Michigan is the only state in the union who, over the last, I think it's 15 or 20 years, that has actually got a negative in terms of how much funding has gone to the locals. At least that was, the Michigan Municipal League is very diligent in keeping those types of records. And it's difficult because Michigan has gone through a difficult time, but it has been characterized by some that they've balanced the budget on the back of the local municipalities. And so that revenue is always obviously a key thing. But at the same time, I can't say anything more about how great the state was in providing us assistance both during the tornado and during the flood. The state police are a fantastic organization. I can say that even though my wife is a civilian employee. My son is a state trooper, whom I'm very proud of. But they've done a great job for the city of Portland over these events that we've dealt with. So, the state of Michigan, it's a great state to live in, and I think we're in the process of recovering from what the last 10 or 15 years we've had to endure through the ill effects of the economy, which really I don't think there's a whole lot anybody could have done at that point.
And that was my conversation with Portland Mayor Jim Barnes. For WKAR News, I'm Reginald Hardwick.